Morocco, week 5, Tuesday.
And now, episode 22 of Moon Over Morocco.
The moon shines in the absence of the sun. Do not strike a rail with your fist, nor mistake the sun for the puff of a candle.
Jack Flanders has entered the invisible world. The gatekeeper took him to the edge of the desert. There he met a storyteller. And there he awoke as from a dream. For he who is given the golden eye of El Kaaba is El Kaaba.
I don't know what it is, but the water is definitely rising.
Shouldn't we get moving?
Something ominous about this place.
Maybe we better get going.
Yeah, we should.
Where will we go?
High ground. Look at the way the water's rising. This whole place is going to turn into a swamp.
Please, can we go?
Yeah.
The road was narrow. Just two tire tracks with grass in between. It was filling with water. Animals ran before us along the tire tracks. You could feel the woods, the air. It was panic. And there was nothing we could do but follow this narrow road and hope that it led to higher ground. Where will we go?
To the docks. There are boats down there.
We arrived at the docks. The boats were swarming with people. More and more people were leaping on while you could see the sides of the boats sinking lower and lower in the water.
Well, what do you say we join the rest of the rats?
Let's hurry.
Just hang on to my hand. We're liable to get torn apart in this mob.
I could feel that he was reluctant to climb on board. The way people kept forcing themselves on, it looked like they might all sink.
Go ahead. I'm staying behind.
Please, Jack, come on.
No.
And he turned and walked away. I didn't know what to do. My impulse was to join the others on the boats. But I didn't. There was something so peaceful about him. The way he walked away. I followed him. It was a dirt road that led down through a wall. It looked like the great wall and ramparts at Marrakesh. And then I heard someone singing. And through the ancient gateway came this figure, 7 feet tall, dressed in white. I recognized him as Bhagwan Das. He was singing and others were behind him following. He looked Christ-like and he had everything under control.
Shall we follow him?
You don't think he has his own boat?
Not the kind you're thinking of. Come on. Let's see where he goes.
We followed Bhagwan and soon found ourselves inside a building. It was round and had a dome, a lot of windows. There were other people there. Everyone seemed to be so cool, so together. I thought it was just like those spiritual people to be putting on that act, while the rest of the people scrambled for the boats.
Did you still want to run for the boats?
You bet. But for some reason, I figured I'd stay a little longer and see what they're up to. And there was no question about Jack. He seemed as content there as anywhere. So, we sat in a large circle and held hands. All the time, Bhagwan was singing. Then everyone stretched out flat on their backs so their feet touched, and stretched out their arms so their hands touched. And I suppose from above, we looked like the opening of the petals of an enormous flower.
Was Bhagwan Das the leader?
I don't think so. The impression I had was that they were all spiritual people and from different groups. But everyone just knew what to do. I felt very strange there. So, anyway, the building began to shake harder and harder. And there was no question that this was the end. The real end. And then, in the dome above, we saw these faces of giant animals. Birds and owls and ostriches and camels. I don't know. And they were looking down on us, and everyone went, oh, when they saw them. And I knew that this was it. And suddenly this music came on, and the lights came on, and there was this voice.
This portion of The End of the World has been brought to you by General Motors.
It was a film we'd been watching.
Wow. That's some dream.
Yeah, it sure was. You know, I think I got a glimpse of what happened to Jack.
You did?
No, I don't mean it that way. I mean, having your frame of reference dissolve leaves you in a strange state. Poor Jack.
Abu, what manner of camp is this?
In this camp is the child Flasik. Little Flasik, the child of magic.
Well, what need do we have of her?
You have been long away, son of El-Kaba. We must have a reading of the sands.
This role is so strange to me. Son of El-Kaba. Oh, is this the child's tent?
Yes. Little Flasik, child of magic, stand in the presence of the true son of El-Kaba.
Walk in that stuff, Abu. Sit down and relax, El-Kaba.
Oh, thank you. Things are still so vague. I feel like I've been spit out of the womb. My dream still lingers.
You take it easy. When you're popped out in the middle of a dream, it gets a little disconcerting. Say, you have a fire stick?
Fire stick? Oh, you mean a match? Sure, somewhere.
Needless to say, I'm called Flasik, Little Flasik, and I can read the sands. I can also read pebbles, rocks, backs of turtles, jackrabbit whiskers, you name it. I'll read it.
Sand will be fine. Here's your match.
Nothing like a good cigar before a little magic. Yep, I was born with a knack. I'd like to see that golden eye you're carrying.
Oh, sure. Certainly here.
Its magic is feeble.
Feeble?
Yeah. Like a symbol, unused. And yet, I can feel its powers may be terrifying.
Terrifying?
Depends upon whose hands it's in. Anyway, you better get this thing charged. Don't hide it in the fur of your chest. Wear it in the light. Here. On the turban. Up. Between the two eyes. There. Oh, wow. Yeah. Now the desert sun may reflect upon me, golden eye of El-Kaba. Oh, I don't blame you. Whoever designed these tents didn't have cigars in mind.
We have come for the sands to be that.
Oh, don't be an old stiff shirt, Abu. I'm getting there. Silence. We cast the sands. Mm-hmm. You have been called. Your dream has been broken, and you have been called. You see this?
Yes.
This is a place of holiness, an oasis, a fabled Asimoda.
Asimoda.
Your destiny is tied with this. And here, this is a shadow across your path. All our paths.
A person?
He's El Hassan Bazel.
Hassan Bazel!
Yeah.
Do I know him?
Your dream has been very long.
We are beggars to the King Hassan Bazel. We live only because he looks upon us as jackals. We are less than the dust upon the tips.
Enough, Fabu. How do we know he truly exists? His realm is yet different from ours. Pilgrims that wish to make the journey to the fabled Masamuda must cross his realm.
And none return. He sees himself an equal to Allah. May Allah forgive me.
Shh. I see. Here, his queen, Queen Asoa. Her magic is most powerful. She is a spinner of illusion. They say that even Mustafa, the great storyteller, holds her in very high esteem.
Storyteller?
Let us see what else there is.
One lump or two?
Two.
Tell me, how large is the Sahara Desert?
Well, it stretches clear across Africa, from the Red Sea to the Atlantic Ocean.
How large is that?
It's hard for people to visualize how big that desert really is. I mean, how would you like to trek across the state of Texas on a camel? But you could take the United States and drop it into the Sahara, and you'd still have Sahara left over. It's big.
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
If you like what you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. ZBS.org.
Tune in this same time tomorrow when you'll hear.
We listen to the ever-present sound of Om.
Come on, man, don't lose it.
Ha ha! I followed 10 years, never escaped, not once. Now went better than Abdullah. They call me a one fanjo out of Morocco. No one can make turn faster. Whoopee!
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.